My students grow by 2 grade levels in reading and math every year. So there is an academic component to it for certain, but it looks a whole lot different. So the parent that's looking for a whole lot of structure, that may not, my space not be, may not be the space for them. But also understand that every micro school is different. Mm-hmm. Black people, we are not a monolith. We have, so we have, mine is more African-American centered. We have micro schools that are African centered. We have micro schools that are Christian based. We have all girls micro schools. We have whatever it is that you're looking for. I don't direct them to micro schools. I direct them to the best place. For some children, I say, take your child back to public school. They were successful there. They were not, you know, like some parents want it, but your child was fine. So let them be. So I just direct people to find the place for them.
Hello. I'm going to say I absolutely loved being on the Tina Ramsey Show. Her ability to be able to ask questions, her ability to be able to showcase a female, for her professionalism, the communication, the razzmatazz of the entire outlook here on the podcast is absolutely phenomenal. And I'm honestly going to give her a 10 out of 10 when it comes to her podcasting skills. And I can say this with a lot of backing because I've been on over 100 podcasts. And I'm telling you, she's A1 in my book for sure.
A really great experience on the Tina Ramsey Show. I felt like she really asked some valuable questions that can help a lot of people, especially in regards to monetizing. And so the vibe was great. I honestly wouldn't mind coming back on again if she invited me. And I felt like the conversation just flowed. So I am super happy and I can't wait for the show to air on every single platform out there. And thank you again.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. Tina J. Ramsey, the host of the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast, powered by CTR Media Network. And today we are at the Flourish Black Homeschooling Conference here in Decatur, Georgia, where we're bringing you some of the best in the realm of education and homeschooling so that we can tell you a little bit about who they are, what they do, and how they can help you solve some problems, okay? And today we have an amazing featured guest. Her name is April Jackson. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
No, I'm so happy that you took the time to sit on down
right.
and have this conversation. So tell us a little bit about yourself, April.
So again, I'm April Jackson. I am the founder of PASS Network Foundation, mm-hmm. home of PASS Pod, home of the Panthers. Oh. It's a micro school here in the Atlanta area. I provide a culturally relevant and academically challenging learning experience to children ages 8 through 13 in the South Atlanta area. And I am also the co-founder of Black Micro Schools Institute, which is home of Black Micro Schools ATL, its founding chapter. And it's a collective of non-traditional education environments that are designed, that are led by Black people that predominantly serve Black children.
Wow, so tell us a little bit about, for our audience that may not know what a micro school is, tell us a little bit about what a micro school is.
So there are a lot of definitions out there for a micro school, so we've put them all together and decided what Black micro schools are okay. in the Atlanta area. So we serve, these are schools that have they are for-profit or non-profit, so they must be legal entities, and they provide academic support for youth, predominantly Black children, must be served inside of that environment. Their school must have less than 100 children in it, and you must have classes that are structured with multiple ages and ability levels in a single classroom learning together. So we call them our freedom schools because this is the tradition in our community where we had these small community of schools that we started, that we founded, that we ensured our children were being educated. That's what we are.
I love it. Freedom schools. Okay, now. I love that. And the fact that it's micro, and we have found through different studies, we know that it has been proven that children learn better in smaller environments. And much of the problem with public schools now is it's just too many children right. and too many different needs in one class. So the fact that you guys have something that is micro and then you have this action plan to be able to help the children, love it, love it, love it. So, for a parent who is looking, do you direct them to a micro school, or how does that work?
So my organization, we started out PASS stands for Parental Access to Student Support. So my main goal is to ensure that parents get to the best place for their children. That doesn't mean that every parent, every child should be in a micro school. It's not for everybody. For instance, in my micro school, we do whatever we want, right? Right? It's not a whole lot of structure going on. It's a lot of, for instance, my student said at the end of the year, we want to put on our play for our parents. So I called up someone and said, hey, can you come and do a 6 to 8 week drama unit with my kids, and where they can write their own 1 or 2, 3 act play and then perform it at the end. We do whatever we want to do. Now, I am a traditional public school teacher. So we do have, my students grow by 2 grade levels in reading and math every year. So there is an academic component to it for certain, but it looks a whole lot different. So the parent that's looking for a whole lot of structure, that may not, my space not be, may not be the space for them. But also understand that every micro school is different. Black people, we are not a monolith. We have, and you, really, so we have, mine is more African-American centered. We have micro schools that are African centered. We have micro schools that are Christian based. We have all girls micro schools. We have whatever it is that you're looking for. I don't direct them to micro schools. I direct them to the best place. For some children, I say, take your child back to public school. They were successful there. They were not, you know, like some parents want it, but your child was fine. So let them be. So I just direct people to find the place for them.
I like that. So you just give that assessment and look at the overall pattern of that particular child with their learning. You look at the highs, the lows, and then based upon that, you will direct the parent to the proper place for them, and then it's up to them to decide whether or not. Now, with that being said, do your children, is this only like in-house, like they have to go to your physical location, or do you provide virtual?
Well, my micro school, I only provide in-person instruction.
Okay.
But some of them, they absolutely provide virtual instruction. We are a little bit, there's a little bit of everything inside of this pot. But going back to that point about directing a parent, we just had a conference workshop fair for charter schools, and they let micro schools in the door this year.
Really?
Right? They closed us out last year, but this year they let micro schools into it. And I had a parent there. She was going on and on. He has to ride a bus, and he has to get up extra early to ride this bus all the way to across town to go to this magnet school. And I want to pull him out. And I listened to it go on and on. And here I am in here to promote my school, to encourage people to come to my school. And then I had to look at the mom and say, is your child unhappy? Is he saying he's upset about driving that far? You know, having to get up extra early? Mom, he's happy. You're the one that's not. Let it go. And let him, you know, let him be. You know, so I think it's not about getting them to me. It's about getting them to the best place. Because what God has for me is for me. Yeah. You know, the child that's supposed to be in my space is going to be in my space. And I don't want anyone in my space that's reluctant, because I created this space for the children. But I also created this space for me to have the freedom to do what I want to do. Because when I was a public school teacher, I remember I was in Atlanta Public School, and someone came to, a district leader came in my classroom and said, this teacher has been given free reign to be creative in her classroom, and that's a problem.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's a problem, that I was being creative in my classroom. So this is my space to be as creative as I want to be, too. So I don't want a reluctant child in my space. If your child is reluctant, give that spot to someone who wants to be here with me.
Exactly.
Because we're going to have some fun in here.
I love it. But see, when you think about traditional education, quote, unquote, and even down with some homeschooling, it's not fun. And so the fact that you're bringing not only that element in, but that is what the focal point, that branch off into all the different areas of learning that the child, this child, part of your school, they're going to be like, I want to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they want to go to school.
Wait a minute. It's a holiday. We want to go to school.
You should have seen, we were out for 3 weeks in December, and, you know, for the December holidays, and they were like, that's too long. I'm ready to go back. They love coming. When I get there in the morning, School doesn't start until 9. Mm-hmm. At 8:45, my parking lot is full. They are ready to come in. They're jumping out of the car. We have a good time, and that's exactly what I want. Children should not be dragging into school every day. They shouldn't be miserable to go. Like tomorrow, they know we're going to do swim. My kids take a full aquatics program. They go from learn to swim. We partner with Swim Life Fitness. We go from learn to swim. They're going to do scuba diving. They're going to learn boat safety. They're going to be Red Cross certified when they're done. Right? So they know tomorrow is swim day, and because swim takes so much of our day up, we do no work on Thursday.
Oh, they're gonna, oh, okay.
So we do no work on Thursday. We're going to leave there, and we go to another micro school in our network, because one of the things about micros, we came together so we could share resources. So we had an art teacher that said it has to be 20 children, and I would do this class. It's called African American Legends in Art. And they learn about a different African American art. Each week it's an 8-week unit, and then they have to replicate their artwork, right? So I have 11 kids. The other school has 8. We had just enough. So I said, well, after swim, I'm going to come over to your school, and we're going to split the cost on this, And so all day, they'll go from swim, and then they'll go into art class. We'll take a moment, go in the gym, play a little basketball. And then we might stop and get some ice cream when we're done.
Can I go?
I know.
Can I go?
Yeah, the parents say, I tell them we are in summer camp all year long. My school is summer camp.
Okay, and they're learning.
They are, yes. They grow by 2 grade levels in reading and math every year because we infuse it in everything that we do. I take everything as a learning moment for them, and we don't learn anything that's not necessary because I do test my children. We use various platforms to test them on, and so I know, okay, he needs division, he needs multiplication, she's ready for, you know. And so every day at 5 a.m., I wake up to make the plan for the day for those children so I can make a personalized plan. So they're growing because I'm not wasting my time on something they already know because I don't have anybody's curriculum to follow but my own.
Freedom! Freedom!
Okay. It's real freedom.
Wow. I want to go back to school.
Right.
Wow. Okay, so tell everybody, I know after hearing that, like, mic drop. Tell the people how they can get in contact with you.
You can come to my Instagram at PASSnetwork.org. You are going to love it. You're going to see that my babies love it. And also remember that the larger organization is Black Micro Schools ATL. So you can also follow us at Black Micro Schools ATL.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
April, from coming on and sharing a micro school. Okay, mine is blown. Okay, I need another child. Okay, anyway.
No.
I need one more child.
One more?
Okay. One more. Honorary. Man. Okay, we're going to talk some more. Listen, you guys. April, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Everybody, you know, every time that I talk to you, I want you to understand that you matter, that you are worthy, and that I love you. If no one else told you that, they love you today. And what do I want you to do until next time? I want you to do what? Keep smiling. Make sure that you tune in the same time, same place on the Tina Ramsey Show powered by CTR Media Network, because guess what? It's time for you to come share, shine, and grow on the Tina Ramsey Show.
Today. Thank you.